This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I thought they made a couple nice plays, but obviously also feel like we made it a lot easier on them. And when I say we, I mean I got to play better. Kind of goes without saying, but was disappointed in the game I put together, and you know, it hurts right now.
That was Atlanta Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins with our Dave Archer post game, and what he was talking about, the play better part, were the four interceptions. But overall in his day, he had 24. He was 24 of 39 for 245 yards. But again, him taking ownership there of the way he played, at least with the four picks.
I've tried to make heads or tails about it since the end of the game yesterday and getting on the post game and kind of talking it through. And I come up with a couple of different things. First of all, I think that you incorporated a little play action. You wanted to incorporate play action. We talked about it last week about, you know, you wanted to see more play action. He's been good on play action. And the second play action in the game, he turns around and throws a pick. So, what he was seeing got changed up. But also, it also looked to me, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, it looked to me like Kirk Cousins probably in the bye week watched the film and was like, I got to get the ball out quick. You know what I mean? Like, I guys are getting home. If I'm double clutching and going to my fourth and fifth read, I've got to get the ball out. And numerous times did he get the ball out and feel completely or look completely uncomfortable with where he was delivering the ball. And so I think that was in the back of his head as well. But I didn't think the pass pro was bad. I didn't think the run game was bad. It just all kind of came down on him, and he did not play well.
Yeah, they were terrible on third down. They were a 3 of 14 on third down. Just brutal. 21% doesn't cut it. Yet, again, though, you dominated time of possession. You had 35 minutes of time of possession. They only had 42 yards in the second half, as in the Chargers. And you couldn't score. You couldn't score touchdowns. I think he got the ball out quick at times, but he forced it. I mean, that first interception was, they looked like they were in some kind of zone, and because of the routes ran, the DB didn't have to drop, and he just stepped up and took it. And I think it was I got to get his name. It was Tarheeb Still had two picks, including a pick six.
Pick six. I was going to ask your thoughts on the pick six and what you saw there.
Well, that was that fourth down play, and I don't know what Kirk saw, because first off, that ball's got to be to the outside, if I'm not mistaken. It looked like it was a little inside, and I don't know what he saw, because the corner never dropped.
Right.
He jumped the route because he never had to, nothing took him away.
It felt like that possibly there was some kind of miscommunication between him and the wide receivers. And I don't know whose fault that is, but it was like no way that he thought, oh, I'm going to get this out to, who was it, Mooney that was over there? There's no way he thought, I'm going to get this out to Mooney and this is going to be a good throw. Like, there was something completely off about that play. And like I said, he threw four interceptions. It could have been six. You look at the play, and I think Arch mentioned it on the broadcast as well. You mentioned the play where they blitz seven, and he throws almost right into the middle of the triangle in the middle of the field to Ray Ray into, like, triple coverage.
Yeah.
And it was like he knew he had to get the ball out, and he had to get it now. And Derwin James was upset because the ball got tipped at the line of scrimmage. He would probably have taken that one the other way as well. And so it just – I don't – there he wasn't seeing it well, and the Chargers, you got to give their, you know, tip your hat to them, because they were making it difficult on him in terms of what he was seeing.
Now, you go back to the first drive. Go back to that first drive and that throw to Mooney. He's got Mooney wide open in the middle field. It's a touchdown. I mean, I think Mooney would have walked in and maybe got hit at the goal line, but that's a touchdown, and he threw it poorly. Every throw I felt like he made to Darnell Mooney was off yesterday. Bad. It was short. I mean, the fourth down catch, I think on the same drive that – no, it wasn't the same drive as the pick, as a pick six, but maybe it was. I can't remember. But the ball's low, and Mooney has to make a great catch.
That was bad.
Clutch it, regather himself, and step forward for another couple yards to make sure that he had the first down. It just – you know,
I think they ruled that an incompletion, if I'm not mistaken. I think they came back and ruled it an incompletion. If we're talking about the same one, the one that was over the middle near the goal line?
No. That's the one that first throw he made. That was I'm talking about the one over the sideline that he ends up making. But that one, and looked like Kurt didn't even step into the throw on that one across the middle at the goal line.
Man, that was bad, dude.
I just don't know what – Tiff, he felt uncomfortable, or he looked uncomfortable. It just looked out of sorts. You know, it kind of looked like the first week.
It really did in terms of his uncomfortability. And I don't think there was they were rushing the passer, but it wasn't near anything what T.J. Watt was doing to you.
I was going to ask, Mike, when you're coming out of a bye week and you feel like you corrected some things after losing the two previous games before, and then here you are on a Monday after another loss, what does that do to a team?
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen a bye week affect a player the way it seemingly did Kirk Cousins. And that's weird to say because it's not like he was on fire the couple of weeks before the bye week. As a matter of fact, this offense has been horrid, been way worse than they were yesterday. I thought Zach Robinson did a nice job earlier in the game. Bo and I, watching a little bit of tape this morning, noticed a couple of different run schemes. They just simply haven't run. A draw action in the backfield, they ran a wham play that I don't think they've run the entire season. They ran that yesterday. But when you look at Kirk coming off the bye, it was like very clear that one of the game plans was, hey, the pass rush is getting home. If I wait too long, I'm not mobile enough. I got to get the ball out. I got to make quick decisions. And yesterday, many times did you see him go, I got to make quick decision, and the ball would either hit the ground or be one of the opposing team's players. So I don't know that I've ever seen a player come off a bye week the way Kirk Cousins did yesterday.
Well, I want to give Zach Robinson credit, too, on one thing, is that this is a team that wants to rush for and have two high safeties, especially on first down, and kind of play like an umbrella coverage. You heard Arch talk about it a lot yesterday. And they said, okay, well, we're going to run the ball on you then. And they did. I mean, they ran the ball 3 to 4 yards a clip all day long. It was just when there was a couple of bad play calls where these jet sweeps on third and one, just go forward. And don't ask Ray McLeod to block Derwin James either. Because that's, and I know that you don't always know who's going to line up there, but you got to kind of, maybe Kirk's got to notice that and be like, hey, this isn't good.
Yeah. On the speed sweep to Drake London, just frustrating because you're watching. First of all, I don't believe in Drake London as a handoff kind of guy. It just, I'm like, that's probably not going to be what his forte is. But
a big guy get a yard, I get that, but not with that scheme.
Not with Derwin James screaming off the right side and Ray McLeod is, I don't know, 3 or 4 yards separated from the end of the tackle. You run a speed sweep to a nub, you better make sure there's no blitzer coming off that edge. And if there is, you got to get out of it, to your point. So there's got to be things built in to be able to say, nah, this is not a good idea, and that's just not what you got. No, you just had, to your point, a couple of negative plays where it just seemed like once they got into the second and 10, second and 9 range, then you couldn't run the ball and you couldn't stay on schedule. And then Lord knows you don't want to get in third and short because our third down percentage is bad just based off that almost alone.
Defensively, though, and we kind of touched on this before, you did see a lot of, I guess, improvement, especially in the sack department with 5 against a guy like Justin Herbert when you're coming into this game with the season, what, of 10 for this season?
Yeah, somewhere around the 9-10 department. I thought Arnold Abakady was just played out of his mind. I thought he was played phenomenal. I thought Caden Ellis might have played one of his best games. He fights through a double team for the first sack of the game. And you look, Lorenzo Carter had a punch out, basically, went in there and knocked that ball out. I thought the defense played pretty good. The secondary had their best game in quite some time. And really, what you let Ladd McConkey kind of get off in the first half, and then he was non-existent in the second half. Yeah. Part of that is, you made him feel the wrath of catching some of those balls across the middle and banged him up a little bit. But
he was dealing with a shoulder injury pretty much the majority of the game, something with the upper body or arm.
Yeah, it was his shoulder. Yeah. I think, Tiff, from what some of the reports we got from the L.A. people was that it's something that has been bothering him all year. Then he ends up leaving with a knee as well. So he was all sorts of the you know, the Georgia product from Chatsworth, Georgia, kind of got banged up. But you look at, you know, you look at the secondary, and one of the things I thought they did a really good job of was tackling. This was one of the guys didn't break tackles yesterday against you the way they did the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I don't know that there's a position on defense that I did not think played well. I also saw Justin Simmons show up in a couple of ways that I haven't seen him show up in a few weeks. And so that was nice to see. You look all the way across the board and you go all the way down the stat list. I said it, you know, leading the show. I thought Grady Jarrett had his best game. I thought Grady Jarrett looked like he had been refreshed, obviously rehabbing all throughout the offseason and through training camp, and then comes and plays all those games in a row. It was almost like it was the first chance he had had in a long time to sort of rest his legs when they were getting back to full strength, because I saw the explosion we have not seen in Grady in quite some time. Same for David Onyemata. I thought he played his best game. Lorenzo Carter stepping back into this role. Troy Anderson switching out with Nate Landman in certain situations. Top to bottom, I thought they played well. Clark Phillips played very, very well as well. But you do miss Mike Hughes. But I thought it top to bottom. There's nothing about the defense that I can pick out and be like, man, wish they'd done that better. Like, you pretty much had a complete game defensively, and I know it's got to be frustrating for that group.
Yeah, it was kind of, again, I don't – missed opportunities. You also cleaned up penalties. I heard you and Chris talking about this on postgame when I was driving home after I'd left the locker room. And you cleaned up on those penalties that had put you behind the eight ball, especially in the red zone. That didn't happen yesterday. But what you did still do was you turned the ball over, you missed a kick. That ended up being huge. I know Youngway is doing with a hip flexor so much to the point that they signed Riley Patterson as a kicker, but he was inactive because Youngway went. And Youngway kind of looked like it corrected it after that first miss. But that first miss was so big because this is a team that didn't – this team had given up, I think, something like four – at one point they were averaging, they'd given up 49 points in the first half all season till they played the Ravens, and they gave up 14 there. You had a chance to put 10 on the board early. That would have been huge, because now when you go for it on fourth down and Kirk throws a unacceptable interception, you could have kicked that field goal. It would have been a one-point game. Now it changes everything at the end. So you just, again, you missed opportunities you couldn't afford to miss.